Hello, everybody. This is CJ Liu. Welcome to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are continuing our, it's been over a year look at, we've been looking not only at obstacles to self-love, but then how you get to self-love. And today we're going to be talking about forgiveness, which is a part of self-love. And we have Ragini here, who has been working with me over the last couple of, I guess almost a year, the last year we've been looking at. We started off with anger, guilt, shame, the impediments to self-love. And then in the last couple of months, we've been doing gratitude, generosity, sympathetic joy, and now forgiveness. So welcome, Ragini.
Thank you, CJ. It's nice to be here.
And Ragini is a spiritual coach, and really what I like to do with all at the very beginning, if you actually listen to the whole series of these shows, we always have a similar kind of format, which is first to try to understand what these concepts are. So forgiveness, what is forgiveness from a psychological perspective, Ragini?
I think generally it's agreed that forgiveness is releasing your internal desire to punish someone else for their bad behavior or because they hurt you. And the worst form of that, of course, is revenge. Mm-hmm. The most mild form is just irritation and wanting somebody to, you know, just be notified that they were engaging in bad behavior. So it ranges from a very small infraction to a very, very large one, which can produce revenge. Right. So generally speaking, it's releasing the desire to punish someone or make someone else suffer because they've made you suffer.
And I also think of it as judging someone, right? Because aren't what you're doing is you're releasing the punishment, but then also
you're releasing the judgment. Yes.
Yeah, because at least that's where I go. Forgiveness.
Yes, because ultimately you have to understand if you want to forgive someone, you want to find out the fastest way, the streamlined edition of forgiveness is to say, well, I actually have done the same thing somewhere in my life to some degree. And therefore, I can see that we're both human. So I'm going to forgive us for being human. And that's the streamlined avenue to forgiveness.
Is that the spiritual perspective or is that part of the spiritual perspective? Or what's the spiritual perspective on forgiveness?
Well, basically, we're all human beings. So you have to forgive yourself and everyone else for being human because you expect people to be other than human most of the time. You expect us to be perfect, right, to never harm another person. And we all know that's not true. That's not, right, you can't do that.
Right.
If you're going to harm someone somewhere simply by being you, you're going to act or speak or behave in some way that causes someone else some pain.
Right.
You know, and that is just the nature of being human and having relationships with people. So let's just put it this way. As long as there are relationships, there will be blame and the need for forgiveness.
Right. So you're saying from a spiritual perspective, it's recognizing that we're human and that we will actually have these experiences because we're human and we're in relationships. And because we're in relationships, just there is going to be a probability at one point that
there
we're
is
going to have these.
If there weren't going to be there, you wouldn't need spirituality to remind you that from a spiritual perspective, we're all one and we're all basically the same. Whatever your neighbor is doing, you also have the capacity to do within you. Okay. Now, why they do it and you don't, may be because they have
get wrong. No. That's my perspective on it.
Well, then the next question, that's fine.
Just kidding.
The next question is, well, it's very true, though. That's
yeah,
how
no,
we
I
really know. Honestly
that's how
feel.
We think about it. From a human perspective, we think, well, right, because they're wrong and I'm right, and I don't know why they don't see that.
So
I'm
then
right.
You can ask yourself, so what is it that might be causing them to not see that this is a better way to be? Or if you need to say right, that's okay. And then you have to look at where is their emotional pain or a cold heart or something that happened to them, just as there are places in your life where things that have happened to you that have caused you to behave in unacceptable ways.
Right.
Now, of course, the first thing in dealing with forgiveness is you have to understand that you want to forgive someone.
Right.
That's the first step in any path of trying
to
forgive.
Well, you even have to get to the point that you're like, I'm now experienced and have felt my anger, frustration,
yes,
vengeful feelings that I can now let go of it.
That's right.
Because it's hard to fast forward past it.
Yes, it is. Then you can't fast forward past it. If you try to do that and say you forgive and you still are filled with anger and hurt and rage and shock or whatever, then your forgiveness is just a concept. You're speaking a language thing.
Yeah.
It's not really happening from your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's actually when I've had arguments with, let's say, my husband. And it's like, well, I'm sorry. I'm like, well, you don't sound like you're sorry. Well, I am sorry. It's like, well, you don't sound it.
And that's a perfect
example. What you're talking about, right?
Yeah, the words themselves have to carry the energy of forgiveness, or it really doesn't transform your heart, or actually doesn't have the power to reach in and help heal the other person's heart.
Right.
Because generally speaking, the other person may need love and acceptance more than you do.
Right.
Because engaging in harmful behaviors means you're fairly asleep or fairly wounded.
Right.
One or the other.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're all fairly asleep and fairly wounded.
Right.
So
here's what I'm getting. So the spiritual perspective is you say, you know, we're all one. So this is me in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say I'm mad at John, a hypothetical person. Okay. I don't really know any Johns that I'm mad at, so I think that's pretty safe.
Okay.
I think. Well, let's say I'm mad at John. Then I would say, well, I do know one John I'm mad at, but that's not the person I'm thinking of. Okay, but let's say I'm mad at John because John said something, you know, hurtful. Like he said something at a party that I thought was really stupid. You know, he made some kind of wiseacre remark that I really didn't like. So I'm kind of mad at John for making that comment. Then I could look at him and say, CJ, you've made like 5 bajillion comments just like that.
Yes.
And so as you would want someone to forgive you, you should also therefore forgive John for mm-hmm. making that kind of wiseacre comment, because that's, you know, we're one. And so if I forgive him, then what am I forgiving? I'm forgiving myself too, or what's a...
We're forgiving us all for being imperfect. Because we want to be perfect.
Yeah.
We're all flawed. We all have difficulties in areas where we don't shine and where we do what everybody else does, make mistakes and harm other people in thought, word, or deed.
Right.
It's just a human characteristic of the species.
Right.
Now,
right.
Maybe someday when we become more evolved and have reached a new level of consciousness, that won't occur, but I don't think so. I think it will always occur.
Yeah.
Just because it's the nature of the beautiful manifestation of how many different human beings there are. We're all unique. So there's always going to be somebody you disagree with, somebody you think is stupid, or somebody who is going to say something to you in the course of a day or a week or a year that harms you, hurts your feelings, hurts your sense of self in some way.
And I think of it also as like, you can't be conscious all the time. You know what I mean? There's going to be some times when you're having an unconscious moment.
Most of the time,
and you're singing loudly in your car, for example, you know. I do that, but that's one thing. So in the last couple minutes, question for you. So forgiveness, and we were talking about how these relate to fear, and how does forgiveness relate to fear, and how does letting it go relate to love?
Well, when you let go of your blame for someone else, that you're saying, I'm blaming you because you harmed me. Mm-hmm. In a way, it's holding a grudge. Mm-hmm. That definitely takes you closer to fear, because it supports defendedness and mistrust, which is rooted in fear.
Right. So the fear is like, I'm fearful that you're going to hurt me again. Is that the fear?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And so
I don't trust you. I'm fearful that you're going to hurt me because you just hurt me in this whatever unconscious act.
Right. And it will probably happen again. So I'm going to go on a defense stance so that when that occurs, it's not going to harm me.
Yeah, you
just
turtle
bounce
up.
Off me.
Yeah,
right.
You turtle up, go into fear.
Okay. And that, of course, makes your whole body and nervous system and circulatory system shut down a little bit more. So there's more stress, more anxiety. You actually harm yourself by doing that in terms of health and in terms of your mental freedom and in terms of your heart and in terms of your spiritual path. Fear is not a good place to go and stay.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a natural place to go, but not a good place to set up housekeeping.
Right.
Okay. So how do you get out of the house that you set up that says, I'm going to keep the fear up? Right. You bring in forgiveness, and not because you should, but because you suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I've imprisoned myself by fear. Right. And then you say, well, how do I get out of this? Well, the key is to forgive. Well, why would I want to forgive this person? because they're the same as me. Their transgression might be more harmful than mine are, but nevertheless, they are still the result of being human. Mm-hmm. This is one of the most direct ways to get there. Now, understand that forgiveness is a process. It's not something you just do one day and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that some more if you'd like.
Yeah, we'll talk about after. Like, many thanks to you, Ragini Michaels, author of the book that's been out for a couple of months, Unflappable 6 Steps to Staying Peaceful and Happy No Matter What. And don't go anywhere, because in our next segment, we'll be talking to Ragini about how to go about forgiving someone, and, you know, how, why is it so hard? I mean, we talked a little bit about it here, but we're just going to go into that in more depth. And folks, if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then friend us on Fire It Up with CJ's page on Facebook to get all sorts of great information, including all of the other shows that we did in this series. We'll be right back.